Many of the world's great paintings are realistic, but not naturalistic. A cubist still life by Picasso is realistic, even though it is sometimes hardly recognizable. Certainly, an abstraction by Mondrian is a puzzle to many. The extremely tortured cypresses painted by Van Gogh have little resemblance to what was in front of him. And the terribly distorted women in a painting by de Kooning do not look like any woman we have ever seen. What are these artists trying to say? They obviously are not interested in visual appearance, but they are constantly in pursuit of reality. Picasso was vitally concerned with the planes and many facets of an object. Rather than trying to capture the visual appearance of a cube seen only from one side at one moment in time, he was searching for the eternal reality of the cube, which encompassed all of its component parts in all positions. Mondrian was trying to stabilize the elements of nature and to arrive at the equilibrium which exists in the universe. To anyone who has seen the neat tulip fields in Holland, it is easy to realize that Mondrian is as Dutch as the neat Dutch landscape. Van Gogh, on the other hand, was reacting to the feeling which he got from looking at the cypress tree, and thus he resorted to distortion to emphasize that feeling. Another example of reality is the haystacks of Monet, who tried to prove that the haystack did not exist, and that the only reality was the quality of light which hit the haystack at a specific moment in time. He was painting not the haystack, but the atmosphere between him and the haystack. These are seemingly diverse approaches. They are analytical, emotional, or intellectual. But all of these artists are searching for the same thing. They are probing into the inner core of tangible objects to extract their essence. Sometimes we discover that an extremely literal depiction of the world just does not come off. How, for example, would you paint a Miss America who is the most beautiful girl in America and who also happens to be one of the most evil? Obviously, some adjustments to visual appearance have to be made to show the reality beneath the surface. So often, naturalism concerns itself with recording just surface appearance. It becomes merely a topographic rendition and does not really exist. The resulting work is then false or empty. Great painting does much more than this. It concerns itself with the essence of an object, a feeling, an idea, and presents a viable statement about the universe. This, to me, is reality.